Hey listeners, Jennifer here. Do you ever feel disconnected or even lonely as a business owner? I believe a huge part of being really successful in business is making powerful connections. And because I am so passionate about community and connections, I have created a place for you to connect, network with other like-minded entrepreneurs, and even get feedback from a certified coach, that would be me, on your business. Every week, I host a one-hour coffee chat so that you have a consistent and free space to be in community with others who are on a similar journey. I would love to invite you to be a part of this community. Even if your afternoon beverage of choice is not coffee, I welcome you to join us. Go to the link in the show notes to join. I can't wait to meet you.
Imagine having a guide to walk with you through the ups and downs of entrepreneurship. Someone who has been where you are and knows the psychology and the magic of business done with ease and joy. Welcome to the Clarity to Cash podcast, the place for you to get crystal clear in your business and life so you can feel confident about getting to that next level of cash and impact. I am your host, Jennifer Jacobson, former therapist and certified life coach for female entrepreneurs. My mission is to get you the clarity you need to create the life and business you desire. Every week, I will be your guide to more clarity, confidence, and cash in your business. Get ready to feel the power of clarity to cash.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Clarity to Cash podcast. I have a guest today that I'm interviewing, and her name is Allison Hall, and she is the co-founder of The Boldest Me, which is a personal development coaching firm supporting women through significant life transitions and mind-money divorce. We'll have to get into that some more, but it's an education and coaching firm that prepares women to survive and thrive through divorce. So we're going to actually talk today about her pivot and how she basically became, we're going to talk a little bit about how she got into this space, and then we thought we'd talk about how to really find your niche and really own your niche. And so, Allison, you've clearly found your niche. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your story and, you know, how you found your niche and just how you came to this space in terms of coaching and divorce work?
Yeah. First of all, thank you so much for having me on your podcast. I love it.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
You're here to have a chance to chat with you.
Yeah.
But I mean, you've kind of talked about what I do now, but I spent 25 years in corporate America. You know, I have an MBA in finance and okay. I'm a CPA. So I lived in a very financially oriented world. You know, I worked for financial services organizations and entertainment companies, and I did not hate my job. You know, I did not hate my career, but I think I say to people, I think I kind of rusted out. I didn't burn out. You know, nothing horrible happened. I just had enough. And, you know, I just wasn't waking up every morning thinking, oh, boy, I can't wait to go do what I have to do. Yeah. So I took a little time, you know, mentally to kind of decide what my next move was going to be. I didn't come from an entrepreneurial background. So it was definitely a shift for me.
Yeah.
And I started in a very clear entrepreneurial zone as a real estate person. I was like, well, let me just do this. This is something fairly easy, you know, dip your toe in the water. But what I discovered was that I didn't really have a particular passion for it. I was actually quite good at it, but I wasn't passionate about it. I didn't have a true interest. And my interest, I realized, was that I wanted to help people, but I hadn't figured out exactly how. And I also wanted to make sure to use the skills that I already had, you know, my financial background. And so as it happened, I, you know, as most of us do, almost everyone knows someone who's been affected by divorce. Yeah. I just happened to have friends and family members who, you know, had experiences with divorce. And so they would come to me as a CPA asking financial questions.
Right.
So I decided to educate myself further. I became a certified divorce financial analyst so that I could be more helpful. And honestly, long story short, you know, there are a lot of iterations, and we can talk about that, iterations that got me to where I am now. But I am so passionate about what I do because my goal is to help women, as you mentioned, not just get through divorce, because anyone can, you know, if you have to, anyone can get through divorce, but to move forward in a way that's positive, because it's one of the biggest life transitions you can have.
Yeah.
So rather than just getting through to the other side, why not make it an opportunity to learn, change, and grow? You know, so that's what we do.
That is so beautiful. I love that. So tell us a little bit more about how you specifically found this niche. I think you obviously wanted to help people, and you had, you know, all these financial skills. And now you're like you said, you're moving people through divorce. And maybe this is a personal question. I hope it's okay I'm asking you this, but have you experienced divorce yourself?
Yeah, interestingly, no, not personally. Okay. My parents were never divorced. I'm an only child. I don't have any siblings who've been divorced, but I do have a good group of friends, and at least half of them have experienced divorce once. So,
okay.
You know, so that's how as I said, I was trying to condense a rather long iterative story in terms of my career, but after I moved out of real estate and then I wanted to use my CPA skills more,
yeah.
I became a certified, tax planner, because I wanted to help people work out tax plans for their businesses and for themselves that made economic sense. And it was a niche that I could get into because it interested me. But what I ended up doing was, just because of my friend base and referrals and things like that, I ended up working with a lot of women. And as such, I had about 3/4 of them were affected by divorce. So a lot of their income maybe was coming from something having to do with divorce, or they needed tax planning skills in order to deal with the breakup of a family-owned business. You know, these are just examples, but
yeah,
I ended up working with people about divorce, not by choice, but just by happenstance. So then I decided, you know, as a result, it made sense for me to become more educated about the divorce process and all of the financial things that go with it. Then, as such, I found myself coaching people either to, if they needed to, as a result of divorce or some other transition, make more money. Okay, well, what are we going to do? Does it make sense for you to start a business, grow a business, change your career, do some job crafting? You know, I ended up doing those sorts of things without realizing that it was becoming a part of my business. So then I became intentional about it, and that's how it's encompassed into the business as it is now.
Yeah, I love that so much, because I hear that from so many women that literally over and over again, I hear people say this, that they have been coaching unofficially for years, right?
Right.
And they all say that, and they're like, I've been, you know, I ask them, how long have you been coaching? And they're like, well, I've been coaching unofficially for like 20 years, 25 years, all this time. But then they finally realize, wow, like I can actually make a business out of this. And yeah, it sounds like you took, you know, these people who were just kind of falling into your lap already, and, you know, you started to coach them, even though maybe you didn't even realize you were coaching them, and it was really helpful. And so,
yeah,
I love that so much. I have to ask you though, because I could see this as being a block for people. And obviously I talk a lot about mindset blocks, but the fact that you hadn't gone through a divorce yourself, and you never experienced that even with your parents, I think for a lot of people, that could be like one of those reasons to fall into imposter syndrome or have some mindset blocks. So did you ever like have that fear? Like people are going to think, I don't know what I'm talking about because I haven't been through it myself. Or how was that for you?
Yeah. It's a two-sided thing in my experience. Yes, I definitely had that imposter syndrome, more because I'm the type of person who likes to know everything about a subject before I pretend to know everything about a subject.
Right.
But it's impossible, right? I mean, you have to come across circumstances, but, you know, figure out results and answers and how to get through in order to then be an expert in something.
Right.
But I think one great thing is that because I haven't experienced divorce itself, I've experienced all kinds of life things, you know, that are overwhelming, and as we all do. But because I haven't had that experience, I can take myself out and be objective with my clients and the people that I work with. And I don't get mired in, and I'm not accusing anyone else of this, but I don't get mired in the emotions that it brings up for me, or even direct people toward those kinds of emotions. You know, I can stand outside and be there. And I've had people say, you're more like my, you know, my brick house, my solid foundation. And we don't go down you don't let me go down a path for too long. And so it's served a purpose, and I probably wouldn't have realized it initially, but that's what has come to be, which I appreciate, you know?
Yeah, I think that's beautiful. I mean, that's actually such a powerful mindset shift. Instead of, like, you know, falling down that rabbit hole of thinking, oh my gosh, I haven't been through this myself, so how can I possibly relate to these women? You actually kind of spun that on its head and shifted that thought into, actually, I can be even more objective now because, you know, I'm not in, you know, I haven't been through that. And so I can be that brick. I can be that, like, solid foundation for them. And I think that's just a beautiful mindset shift, because I think so many, you know, I know so many of my clients are like, well, I haven't gone through that specifically, so who am I, you know? But you just turned the imposter syndrome right on its head and used it as a positive. So that's amazing.
Yeah. And when you think about all the different types of coaches that there are, not everyone has been an expert in the field. That's the whole role of coaching. It's not to do something for somebody else. It's to help them march along a path and get to where they want to go. And so you don't have to have every experience that every other person has in order to do that. Right. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with you. So, I'd love if you could talk a little bit about, because you have coached so many women who have gone through divorce, and really, like, I loved what you said about helping them not just, like, you know, survive the divorce, but to actually move through it and come out better on the other side. Mm-hmm. Tell us for the people who listen to this podcast, mostly entrepreneurs, coaches, if they have experienced divorce or maybe even are going through a divorce currently, how do they move through the divorce and maybe, you know, make sure to not, like, lose their focus on their business in the midst of it?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I love that. And I'm part of the thing that makes what we do just a little bit different. It's different from just divorce coaching because, well, one thing I mentioned is the financial education. That's a key part of what we do. And everybody is different and everybody's experience is different. A lot of times women, particularly, not always, but a lot of times they maybe haven't had the financial keys to the castle. Maybe they weren't the ones making all the decisions or paying the bills or being aware. So we are, first and foremost, we want to make sure everybody's on an even playing field as it relates to divorce, so that every decision that you make is an informed one. Along with that comes the fact that you do, you know, everybody knows post-divorce, in most cases, you're going to have less money than you have. You know, it's just an interesting fact. You've got two households and there needs to be more money. So very often we're working with people to recreate their careers. So whether they have a professional role as an employee or whether they have a business, the focal point has to be on where are you going to be after this divorce is over, because it will end eventually, right? And so if you can't take the time to focus on yourself, then what you have later is going to be less than what you have now. So point being, it becomes a very, you know, crucial part of what we do working with our clients is to make sure that they have a path forward. So if you have a business now, the key is to make sure that you pay attention to it like it's one of your children. You know, we talk about how are you relating to the kids? How are they, you know, reacting to the current situation? It's the exact same thing with business. With you, again, whether you're an employee or whether you have your own business, how are you handling the things that are going to be important to you post-divorce? And so we spend a lot of time talking about that.
Okay, amazing. Do you have any tips? Because I think that is such, it's, I hate to say it, but it's kind of a harsh reality. Like, you are going to have less money. And mm-hmm. so and for entrepreneurs specifically, like so much, unless they, you know, have a big team and they can really just, you know, take some time away, how do they stay focused on their business so that obviously the financial situation doesn't get worse?
Right. And, you know, that leads to the other part of what we do, which is we do a lot of work on emotional intelligence and positive intelligence. And I'm sure you're familiar with both, but, you know, from the emotional intelligence perspective, it's really getting a handle on, you know, identifying the emotions that you're having and being able to deal with them in a positive way. And that brings in the positive intelligence. But we have an actual program that we take our clients through so that you can deal with the emotional things that are going on in the divorce on a more even keel. And if you're able to do that, if you think about it, if having big emotions without action to them, it's draining. It just takes up, zaps your energy, and it takes your focus, and you're not able to, you know, focus on career, business, and things like that. So if you're able to level your emotions, make informed, reasonable decisions about the divorce, and look at it as a transaction, you know, it's a transition, but it's also a transaction, then it frees up your mind to be able to think about planning for the future. Okay, now let's get realistic. If we're understanding the finances, how much money am I going to need to have? All right, well, now you're thinking clearly and you can make informed decisions about, am I going to need to grow my business? Do I need to get into a strategic partnership with somebody else in order to support my ability to grow? Do I need to, you know, make a change in my, as an employee, in the way that I do my job? Do I need to change hours? Do I need to apply for something that will allow me to have more money? But it, for us, it starts with that kind of ability to shift your emotional thinking in terms of the divorce itself so that it doesn't overwhelm everything else. And once you're able to do that, then again, you're able to think strategically about your plans for the future and how you're going to, if you need to grow or whatever it is that you need to do next.
Okay, great. So it sounds like you're really just helping them to get really in touch with what's happening emotionally for them, and then take that a step further and like, okay, now we need to come up with a strategy in terms of like how you're going to keep things going, how you're going to, you know, what are some other ways that you might be able to, you know, add to your income during this time and, you know, grow your business. And it sounds like tell us a little bit about how like getting in touch with those emotions can kind of help them to create that strategy moving forward.
Yeah. Again, it's all about our minds think so many thoughts constantly, right? Yeah. And very often, you know, a high preponderance of them are negative thoughts. So let's say you're in a divorce situation. Most people consider that to be a negative thing. It's very rare for someone to be getting a divorce and thinking, maybe you're thinking, yay, this is going to end, but it's still a difficult time, right? So if we can get to the point of, again, managing how we look at the situation. In other words, typically when you start out at the beginning of a bad life transition like divorce, your first thoughts are very negative things about the other person, negative things about perhaps where you failed or fallen down on the job or something like that, or how the kids are going to be affected. And you have all these negative thoughts like, I'm never going to be able to make enough money, or we're never going to be able to live in continue to live in this home, things like that. Yeah. But the more you think those things, as you well know, the more you think those things, the more they end up coming to be true. Right. So it's about shifting. You talk about mindset quite a bit. It's about shifting your mindset so that you're looking at the situation in a much more objective way, like being realistic about it. You're not sugarcoating it, but the facts are the facts. And once we can get to the point of looking at the facts as the facts, it makes it easier to not think all of those negative things like, I'm never going to make enough money. You start being strategic. How am I going to make more money? Very often we work with people who are going to need to step away from their paid by the hour job and do something else altogether. And that may well be being an entrepreneur or starting a job, you know, working for themselves, doing something that they were getting paid to do because it'll make them more money. It might be a lot more work and it's a bit difficult to think about, but it's a mind shift to, you know, a bigger way, a growth oriented way of thinking about your life going forward.
Yeah, absolutely. And I can totally hear how those mindset shifts are going to help them to, you know, see the possibility moving forward. For someone who's already an entrepreneur, do you have any tips for them in terms of, like, you know, because as entrepreneurs, we're already focused on growing our business. And then, you know, this obviously throws a wrench in the operation. So
right.
Any tips for entrepreneurs in terms of moving forward and truly thriving after this experience of divorce?
Yeah. You know, I mentioned before strategic partnerships. When I started, you know, just coaching and doing things as an entrepreneur on my own, I always worked alone. And I happened to come across, well, I didn't come across, it was a good friend of mine, but in talking with a good friend of mine, she's a clinical psychologist. And I have all the interest in, I care a lot about mental fitness, but my background is in finance. She obviously has a great back, you know, she has a private practice, but we collaborated and came together and realized that together we were able to help more people in a more robust way. I say all this to say that sometimes just thinking outside of the box of what, you know, you're a successful entrepreneur, but maybe because of this transition, this is an opportunity to look and say, you know, my life is going to change anyway. Maybe this is an opportunity for me to move into another line of doing something that I hadn't thought of before. Maybe I felt held back in some way because of this relationship. You never know. I mean, usually if you're getting divorced, there's a reason for it. And there's probably something negative going on that you will be now escaping, right? And this, look at it as an opportunity to free up all of the ideas that you've had before. Look at it as an opportunity to look at your entire business model and see, where can I improve? Where can I grow? What can I get rid of? What's dead weight? What have I just been doing because I felt like I had to? It's just like any life transition, it's an opportunity to review, cull, add, you know, and build, rebuild, whatever the case may be. But that's what I think that's the biggest takeaway from a big life transition is this is an opportunity. Don't look at it as, oh no, things are going to get hard and small. Think big, you know, and also, again, if you can, I mentioned the collaboration and things like that. If there's someone else doing something that you're doing, you don't necessarily always have to look at that as you feel like they're your competition, but they could also be your partner, you know, your partner in crime in terms of, you know, coming up with brand new ideas in, you know, in a group format or just as, you know, mentors to one another. Or maybe you could work together, you know, depending on what you're both doing. Don't look at that person necessarily as the enemy. We could work together and make bigger things. So there's just so many opportunities when you're going through something. If you take the time and have the opportunity to kind of think of things in a more positive mindset.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I'm so glad that you said that because I think that is just such a different way and such a more powerful way of looking at it, because the mindset shift into like, this is an opportunity. This is kind of a new, you know, a new chance to kind of look at things through a different lens and see like what opportunities are there that maybe you weren't seeing before because, you know, maybe you were held back in that relationship for whatever reason and you just weren't, maybe it was just from an energetic standpoint. I mean, you know, I can imagine being, you know, in a negative relationship that's, you know, really not giving you much joy or happiness, then you are now free of that. And there's so much opportunity just energetically to, you know, you now feel like, I don't know, like, you know, the world is your oyster. So,
yeah. And I'm sure you found that people, not that you necessarily work with people who in the divorce situation, but very often entrepreneurs are also running on fear because you are the only, in a lot of cases, you're the only one holding up the economic, you know, vote, right? Yeah. For that, at least for that endeavor. And so we tend to operate from the space of fear. And we all know what fear does. Fear limits us. We make very limited decisions because you don't want to veer too far off in case something goes wrong. But when you look at things from a positive growth, the world is your oyster, truly kind of perspective, and you let fear kind of take the back seat, we all tend to grow, you know, we all find it and we look at it retrospectively and think, oh my, it's just like with divorce. Oh my gosh, why did I wait so long to do this?
Yeah.
Same thing with entrepreneurs. Oh my gosh, it's been in the back of my head. Oh my, why did I wait so long to do this? But again, any life transition is a perfect opportunity to embrace those big ideas that you have and move forward.
Yeah, I love that. What a great mindset shift. I love it. So tell us a little bit more about how women can work with you.
Oh, okay, sure. I am not on a lot of social media, I'll tell you that. I'm on LinkedIn, and that's really just a time thing for me. But you can reach me via email at allison@theboldestme.com. It's Allison with one L. Again, Mind Money Divorce is very specifically for people getting divorced. It's a program, and you can go to mindmoneydivorce.com.
Okay. Wonderful. All right. Well, everyone who is listening to this, if you or someone you know is going through a divorce, I think this sounds like such an opportunity for women who maybe are viewing the situation as a negative thing to really look at it in a different way. And I love the idea of it being a new opportunity. So definitely reach out to Allison and her team. And thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you for having me. This has been fun. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. All right. See everyone next week.
Thanks for listening to the Clarity to Cash podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please write a 5-star review and share with your biz besties. If you want to learn more, come visit me at jenniferjacobsonlifecoaching.com. That's Jacobson with a K. Talk to you next week.